Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Did you watch the McGregor fight, Jim? Jim Florentine is here.
Jim!
No, it was too late for me.
Okay.
Even though it was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't start those fights at like 7 o'clock.
Right.
And 10 o'clock should be the prime time. I don't want to wait till 12:30.
And then they're not always on time.
McGregor!
They're not on time. And then I figured I'd see the highlights as soon as... You know, the next morning, which I did.
You're going to see the 5 seconds you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm going to see the 5 seconds. And yeah, it didn't even last a round.
Yeah. Jennifer and I were at an event, Mohegan Sun, and we're driving back, and we're like, we might be able to make it. And I said, you want to pay $80 to watch 5 minutes? I said, well, it'll be free tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to know right now.
Be highlights everywhere.
But Khabib, after, you know who Khabib is?
Khabib.
You know who Khabib is?
Yeah, that guy down the corner. No, it's card.
You know who he is?
Major fighter, yeah.
Yeah, he, you know, he's considered one of the greatest fighters.
So they were asking
and a big rival of Conor's.
Yeah. And he retired.
Yep.
Give me
as champion.
Yes.
But he was asked this week, are you the best fighter ever? And he said, no, I'm level one. Right. So there's a number of people that are level one. I'm a level one. I'm on level one.
Right.
Jim Florentine, our guest, is a level one comedian.
Yes, he is.
If you look into his stuff.
Right.
One up. He is a level one funny mother effer.
Right. And a hell of an MMA
fighter.
And
I'm honored that he drove in to be here. There's a few people that will take a phone call like, hey, they don't want to drive in. And Jim is one of those people, but he came in. So thank you.
I'm just hoping for gas money.
Right. I got like $25. That'll get you like a down payment.
And similar to Khabib, he trains by swimming naked in a Russian river.
He does.
In the wrong direction.
Khabib. Right.
But he's doing a special where you're taping the special.
Yeah.
At Fairfield Theater Company, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, the 24th, two shows. We have tickets that we'll give you, but you have to call up and tell us something about Jim that maybe we don't know.
Right.
And Jim will confirm or deny.
Hopefully there's some ex-girlfriends listening.
He has got the biggest ego. No.
Speaking of ex-girlfriends, you dated Robin Quivers, right?
Yeah.
Is that real or was that a bit?
No, it was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, you know. We're both in between relationships, and it just kind of happened on
like
the air.
Like, you were a regular on the show.
I was a regular on the show. She was single. I was single, and it just kind of happened on the air. They were just like, hey, why don't you guys go out? We're like, you know, all right.
Yeah. And then it becomes a big part of the show, or were they private?
It was a huge part of the show at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, a news team at the time, so then they had hotlines set up.
A news team!
It's like, guys, can you leave? We want to get intimate here.
Yeah, they had a news team. If you see Jim and Robin anywhere, call this hotline number. Yeah. So
what the hell do you do?
It was horrible.
Of course. Yeah.
So one night, I took her to Applebee's. Because we're in this like little shore town, and it was the winter time. The only thing was open. I'm like, you want to just go here? She's like, that's fine.
Oh,
I don't care.
Yeah.
And
seven people
called the hotline Monday morning at like 6 a.m. My phone's ringing. They go, well, they want you on the air.
How are the eggs?
Applebee's.
How are the eggs? Are the fries really good?
I'm like, I had a gift card. It was expiring. What was I going to do?
Yeah. Right. You got to bring her in.
Exactly.
It was fun, though. I mean, you know. It didn't last that long, but, you know, the touring and stuff like that. It's tough to have a relationship when you got, you know.
It is.
You're on the road every weekend. Someone that works 9 to 5 or whatever hours work during a week.
Right. She probably has to go to bed early.
Go to bed early,
absolutely.
So you're
not seeing her during the week, like sometimes good for a comedian during the week. You're not always doing spots on a Monday, Tuesday night.
Right. Those are our days off.
She has to go to bed.
She's got,
And then you're out gigging on the weekends when she's able to do stuff, so it wasn't.
Right. So
she was very nice to you on the air, though, when she talked about the relationship was over. She said you called it.
I'm trying to remember. That was a long time ago.
She said you're a gentleman, a good human being.
Look back at your text.
Sure, you're listening right, show? Yeah. No, absolutely. Look, it just the traveling and stuff like that. I wasn't going to stop doing comedy. I couldn't. That was my career, and it just, you know, you think it's going to work out. You try to figure it out. It's happened with any. I dated a school teacher, and it was the same thing. You know, on the weekend, she's like, let's spend some time together. I got to go out and work. And, those things. Right. That's why comedians, you find somebody that would put up with the lifestyle. It's amazing.
When a teacher says, see me, you have to see her.
What's that?
She writes on your page, and the teacher said, you got to see me. You got to see her. It's a rule.
I thought school teacher. I'm like, that sounds like a fantasy.
I don't want to be graded. School teacher.
No, because then they would, you know, I'd go out with our friends. I felt, this is when I first started doing comedy. I was there on like a Friday night at a happy hour and all just talking shop about school, all the other school teachers. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I wish I was out working.
Right.
That's what I knew. I'm like, no relationship is going to work for me. I got to find the right girl. It's
right.
It's tough. It's tough on people.
So have you read your Wikipedia? It's an honor to have a Wikipedia page.
No, I haven't.
Do you know what's on there?
No, I don't.
So you're from Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You knew that. Okay.
You knew that?
Right.
That's
that
right.
Right.
You're from a big Catholic family?
Is that true? There's seven of us, yeah.
Is there a small Catholic family?
I wonder
family?
Who writes this stuff. Like, it's not wasn't
That's
my fam.
Right.
It who, wasn't who my agent. It wasn't my manager. It wasn't my family. Right. So I don't know.
Is there a Wikipedia
fans,
staff?
Right? Right. Phil, how does that work?
I wrote it yesterday.
It's kind of crowdsourced. Yeah. Like, if you have, like, a... You can go and make an account, essentially, and then you're allowed to make changes that then have to be verified, and as long as
but
they can do that...
who's the overseer of
I
the Jim Florentine
know.
Wikipedia
the
page?
The Wiki Master.
I don't know. They do have, a bibliography, so at the bottom of every Wikipedia page, there'll be links to articles that contain... The tidbits of information that they put in there.
Like police blotters and things like that.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, never.
Wow.
But he's willing to
learn.
That's
good for you.
Willing to learn.
I got good PBA cards, that's why.
That's the
Works.
The little badge thing's cool, too. In your wallet?
The badge thing,
the badge thing, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
On the car, yeah.
So you were a DJ on WCNJ in New Jersey?
Wow, yeah, they pulled that one out. Yeah, it was my first radio job coming out of college.
You have the voice for it.
Yes.
You do.
That's what I originally started doing. I was doing a morning show when I was 20 years old. This station, WCNJ, was 100 watts. So basically, if you pull out of a parking lot, you can't hear it.
Yeah.
But,
turn around.
Coming out of college, and
that's
I was
you
the
make
morning
your mistakes.
Guy.
Big
yeah.
time.
Yeah. 6 to 9, I was working Monday through Friday. I was paying $100 a week.
Ooh. What year was that?
Early 90s. And I left a job where I was making like 700 cash a week working for this guy just as helper, like an electrician.
That's how you
to do radio. I go, no, this is what I want to do.
Yep.
And then I worked like a day job after I got off the air at a hardware store for like, just to supplement
keep
my
money.
Income. Yeah.
I made a grand a week. I was a drug mule. Wasn't easy getting those balloons out of my ass.
But then you saw.
I just got that one.
Andrew Dice Clay. For the first time on a Rodney Dangerfield special, and you thought, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, because I was always into music. I wanted to be in a band. I didn't have the talent for it. All my friends were in bands. I was a big music guy, DJ, and all that stuff. And when I saw him on stage with a leather jacket telling dirty jokes and Kinnison the same way, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
So they almost brought like a rock star attitude to stand up, which was never before.
That's
it was just
true,
a bunch of like nerdy guys up there telling jokes.
I never thought of it
they
that way.
They made it cool, yeah.
They made it cool.
They made it heavy metal, yeah. They were in videos.
Who
and
were the other guys around then? I mean, Carlin.
Well, Carlin's always been around.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's like a different level.
It was, around that time, Roseanne. I'm trying to think of the guys on the Dangerfield
Seinfeld.
Special. Tim Allen,
right.
Seinfeld, Paul Reiser.
What's his name from Full House? Bob Saget.
Yeah, Saget. Robert Schimmel was a
Schimmel.
So Andrew Dice Clay stands out.
Oh, yeah, Dice stands out when he came out with the leather jacket. I remember I was cutting lawns for a living. You know, I was like, I don't know what I want to do in my life. And I watched a Dangerfield special on a Friday night. I saw him come out with a cigarette.
Yep.
I'm like, that's what I want to do. It took me like another year and a half to actually get on stage.
Yeah.
I had no problem DJing in a rock club or DJing weddings. I had my business doing that, but. Just performing in front of people, public speaking.
That's tough.
Yourself alone. Yeah, exactly.
It was really tough. So I wrote all these jokes, and it took me a while.
But now you have to remember them, and then you have to deliver them.
In the right order.
In the right order.
It's like school.
Crap, I just saw my clothes at first.
Jesus,
yeah,
it's a big commitment.
He just left.
But it always gets me the premise of, I'm going to be so interesting that nobody in this room should talk right now.
Right.
I'm going to talk, and I'm going to... Not only am I going to talk, but I'm going to make you laugh.
You're going to listen to me.
But now they don't have to sit there politely.
No.
And you say, you suck.
Right.
That's a long road to do that, then to blow.
Like, Mom, why are you
on
here?
The stage, and then to come back up a half an hour or an hour later or whatever.
Do
or
it
go
again.
To another club and do it again.
Yep.
Man, that's a wiring that, it's superstars.
That's that's why most comedians are psychopaths. But, it also, every day, every show is different. So you can't just mail it in. Every crowd's different.
Yep.
So the first show could love you and the second show could hate you. You know, so that's why comedians always do, you know, when they're filming a comedy special, they do two shows in one night just in case they don't get it on the first show or the first crowd wasn't that good or whatever it was, whatever. So you get the two. So you got two times to get it right.
They do that with bands, too. Like, they'll, you know, some of these live albums are, you know, a montage of different concerts.
Right, of different, like, across
like
three or four nights.
We did a great version of Give Me Three Steps here.
Yeah.
But not on this night, so we'll use this one for here. Then
right, when
whatever.
The band looks younger in the early part and older in the last part. It took us
a long time to get all the songs right.
20 years it took to this one.
Yeah, this special that you're doing at Fairfield Theater Company, where are we going to see this?
Probably Amazon Prime.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Holy crap.
I love your poster from Megadeth. The poster you have for your show.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's awesome. It's like, no, I forget which.
No, it's a Black Sabbath. It's
Black Sabbath, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Master Reality. Someone then put our faces on it and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but Amazon Prime, at this point, I probably won't get a Netflix special. There's not, you know.
I think you're too.
There's a select few that get them, which is fine. You don't need to be there. There's so many streaming services now. So all you got to do is direct people to where it is and they'll find it.
Nice. The Netflix thing, is that, do they look at your material and say,
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look at a lot of things besides material.
Really?
They check my gums.
Yeah, just, you know, they have a quota of who's going to, you know, this group, this group, that group,
right.
that group. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is fine. I've never had a Comedy Central special. You know, I did HBO.
That seems weird.
Right, but, you know, they were always that point, too. You know, Crank Eggs was huge at the time, you know, so like, okay, we're going to give you a special. That didn't work out, but it doesn't matter as long as you get your stuff out. Now it's even better to own your own stuff. Like, you know, actually with the royalties and the residuals right. coming in over the years, stuff that you put out on your own instead of some company getting half of that money.
Oh, man.
Because all the streaming services all over are starting to pay and they have to pay. So, you know, your stuff that's just been sitting on the sitting there for years that people listen to, you're getting money for. Nice. So it's almost better.
It's like a retirement fund.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, Comedy Central giving you $25,000 for an hour special and then they own that.
Forever.
And they could do whatever they want with it.
They own that material.
They own the material.
Can they prevent you from doing the jokes in other...
No, they can't prevent you doing jokes, but they own that. So wherever they want to put it...
Wherever it makes money.
Yeah, wherever.
You'll be in Europe flipping through the channel, see it, and you know you're not making any money.
You're not making any money to give you that one lump fee, so it's almost better to just do it on your own.
Jesus.
But look, if Netflix offers you, you know, $500,000, of course you're going to do it. But, you know, there's only a certain few that get the specials. Sometimes they get lost.
Do they pay you for a special, or do they say, like, Chappelle's got a multiple special deal, right?
Yeah.
How can someone put out that much material in such a short period of time?
Well, you know, you got to remember, Chappelle was missing MIA for like 7-8 years.
Oh, right.
You
so
know,
he had
a lot
of time.
Yeah, he disappeared.
Yeah, not that. Yeah. So, I mean, his material is still current, but he didn't do anything for a while after he just, you know, flaked and went to South Africa and bailed on Comedy Central.
That's weird.
His answer to that is so good. They're like, what happened? He's like, well, technically they didn't fire me and I didn't quit, so I'm just like 7.5 years late for work.
Yeah. Traffic.
Yeah, right. So he had a lot of time. It's like
but when
Boston's
you also when you're
album.
Getting $20 million to do an hour special, you're out there every night, 2-3 shows a night working on that.
Yeah.
There's motivation to get that material out there
money.
When that money's on the table and you got a 3-year $60 million contract.
Whoa. That's a lot of money.
Damn.
Yeah.
To tell jokes.
Now I feel like a loser.
I'm like, I got to step my
more
game up.
More than I did before.
Yeah. I got to step my game up.
Jim Florentine is in studio, and he's doing a comedy special. He's taping a comedy special next week at Fairfield Theater Company.
Awesome.
And we will give you tickets to the 9:30 show now. If you could call in some random fact about Jim Florentine. You know, the one thing about Jim is that he's put everything out there.
Apparently like, so, yes.
Everything. There's right. nothing about this guy that you can't look up somewhere.
Is
there?
Yeah. No, pretty much everything's out there. It's good and bad. It's good when, you know, you do it and people love to hear real stories, especially with radio.
Right.
But then it's bad when you want to go date somebody or, you know, my kid plays basketball, so the parents look me up and they're like, oh, my God, I'm sitting next to this guy at a rec basketball game.
Yeah. Don't give him any water. Give him nothing to drink.
Right. If they Google something. Hey, let me Google some fun facts about Jim Florentine.
Jim
and then
tap.
This podcast comes up. Chris and Shelton. Hey, Chris.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, I have a fact about Jim Florentine. He had a roommate that had a kitten, and Jim would scoop the duty out of the litter box before his roommate would get home. And the roommate started freaking out that the cat wasn't going to the bathroom. And then Jim Florentine himself went to the bathroom in the litter box, and the roommate came home and freaked out about the size of the duty that they're...
God damn. This is the best game ever. I did not see this one going this way. Apparently this is way better than my imagination.
The log jam is free.
Wow. Wow.
It's well, I did say that story, so technically it is true, even though it didn't exactly happen that way.
Okay.
We did it at a party.
Oh, come on. That wasn't true. I laugh about that all the time.
You get the tickets.
I did tell the story as a true story. I changed it a little bit. We did it at someone's party. We went in the bathroom and we took the...
The litter box.
Yeah, the litter box out. Yeah. We did our own in the box and left it in a bathroom. So technically,
now,
he's right.
We? You and?
Me and my friends. It wasn't comic friends. It was other friends.
Right. Okay. But the cat was in on it. Walked funny after this.
How many friends went in the box?
Just one, and that was me.
That's all you take. Yeah. That's all it takes. One.
They came up with the idea. I go, that's a good idea.
You're that guy. So someone gets an idea and they say, hey, Jim, you know what would be funny?
Right. He was DP, Desmond Cooper. Yeah. All right. You're a point guy.
These guys are going deep. I forget I even said that. But yeah, so he gets the two tickets because.
You want that in your audience.
It was technically, I didn't have a roommate with a cat, but.
He was close enough.
He's close enough.
Yeah. He actually pooped in someone's litter box.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
That right, because somebody else, there was like 20 people at the party, so the next person that goes in that bathroom.
It's like, what?
Nobody said anything, which is weird. The girl whose party it was the next day figured out, like, who there's only a couple of scumbags that would do this. And my phone started ringing right away.
I'll ask Jim.
The list of suspects was short.
I didn't feed the cat nuts that day.
No, but isn't it weird that nobody said anything?
That's like, kind of weird.
You go into the bathroom, use the bathroom, and
they didn't know. Like they, I don't know. I guess they'd be like, "Oh God, maybe it's got a weird cat or something." So
the cat is
not that weird.
Yeah, had a pronounced butthole. Oh, wait, is that the cat was walking kind of funny on the way out of here? Like,
what are you feeding your cat?
Seriously, colon blow.
Wow, Derek.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're calling in random facts about Jim Florentine, and if you have a good one, you get tickets to a show that he's taping next Saturday at Fairfield Theater Company.
Use the bathroom first.
What do you got, Derek?
Okay, I
got
to say, it's the one time that Jim Florentine was speechless was when Geddy Lee was on that metal show. He was speechless.
Isn't that true?
It is true, because I pronounced something wrong, maybe to name it there. Album or something to him?
I don't recall. You were just speechless and in awe.
I pronounced their album. I think it was an album title. I pronounced it wrong. We went to commercial break. Like, no, it's like this.
Can we find that on the internet?
And then we came back from commercial. We're laughing about it. And we came back from commercial and I said something. And then Geddy called me out on it again.
Oh,
goes, nice. Oh, you can pronounce that. Whatever it was. But yeah, he did leave me speechless. He's right. Because Geddy's a ball. Like, you'd think that the guys in Rush and Alex, was Alex on that time? I'm not sure. But those guys are just really funny guys. They're silly.
Oh, yeah.
You would think they're like, you know, these smart.
High intellect.
Yeah, but they're not.
Boring.
They're not
funny
at all.
Funny or die videos. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. They used to have a washer machine on stage on tour and just have a wash going. Just sitting there on stage, just as a goof. They would never acknowledge it. Yeah. It was just wash going around on stage.
Really?
Yeah, Rush did that. Yeah.
Stage prop. Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't think I'd see comedy at a Rush show.
Right.
Yeah. So you would think that, and they come out and they're just ball busters.
The drum riser.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yes, that is true. It was definitely I pronounced something wrong, and then he called me out on it again, like a callback on it, just to bust balls.
That's funny. That's
fantastic.
That's something when Geddy Lee walks through the door, right? You're like, all right, now I'm going to talk to this guy from Rush.
Yeah.
And those guys are all smart. You hear the words to their songs.
Oh, yeah. Neil Peart, forget about it. His lyrics, amazing.
All right, Derek, you're going to the show. Hold on.
See, these are the kind of guys I want at the show, a guy that knows about that story with the...
Just don't yell from the audience.
You know, the litter box. Like, I like creeps like that think those stories are funny.
Remember the cat that you did? Shut up, not now.
We're getting the right people to go to
definitely
Florentine's show here. Karen in West Haven.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering if Jim remembers the time back when he called himself Jammin' Jim, and we were in Wildwood, New Jersey, for the weekend. He had a show there with his friend Keith, I think. I can't remember his name, which what? I should, but...
Keith Robinson.
Keith Robinson.
Me and my girlfriend
Larissa.
What were you doing?
He called himself Jammin' Jim. And we ended up hanging out for the night, and we all went skinny dipping, and Jim didn't want to take his underwear off in the pool.
This is goddamn amazing!
Holy shit.
This is great!
How do you jam with undies on?
Wait a minute. Does this come back to... Was your girlfriend Larissa Black?
Yes.
Okay. I remember.
And your friend Keith was black. So
yeah, so that's
switched.
Why I didn't want to take my underwear off.
I don't blame you.
Gotcha. Right?
Right.
Plus I'm half Irish.
The water's cold. Yeah.
I'm half Irish.
Exactly. Well, it's not skinny dipping then.
This is not making
it. It doesn't count.
Yeah, I know it didn't count, but they weren't drunk enough to look like they were seeing double. So
it
would have been impressive.
You would have smelled like a dragon or something.
Karen, you met Jim. Was Jim performing, and then you met him after the show?
No, well, we met him the night before, and they're like, yeah, we're comedians. We're like, yeah, okay.
We're professional comedians.
My card. Professional comedians.
And they told us where they were playing, and so we walked by, and their pictures were on the wall outside of the place. So we're like, oh, wow.
Wow,
okay.
They really are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went, we saw the show, and then we hung out with them afterwards pretty much for the entire night.
Well, how do you hang out with them? They go backstage after the show. What were you at the bar? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
We ran right out there. We knew. I think we probably put them on the guest list. And then we knew they were there, and as soon as the show was over, we ran right in the crowd. Yeah,
we got something to do.
Hey, we weren't hiding
get
backstage.
Them before they scooped up.
Nobody knew who we were. It wasn't like we were hiding from fans or anything.
Anyway, so I thought I'd add that little story to his book of stories.
Now, what kind of underwears was Jim wearing?
Oh. I think they were like tidy whiteys.
Yeah,
possibly.
Tidy whiteys.
You know, you look back in history. Why did it take us so long to figure out that was a bad idea?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box of briefs work way better.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, different colors, no?
Yeah, different colors.
Like you can't have white.
Tidy white is like the cigarette filters on your cigarette.
All right, Karen.
Wait, did you guys take your clothes off? I was the only one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure you were the only one. You might have been under the water when you're already in the pool, but.
Yeah maybe
we
I took them off after.
That's
white,
cheating.
Wet object flying against the trees.
Look, after my friend Keith Robinson took his underwear off. There's no way I was.
Keith.
Right when you heard.
Whatever happened to Keith?
Keith is still doing great. He has done like two Comedy Central specials. Kevin Hart presented his special.
Oh, nice.
He's still kicking ass out there. He's doing great. I'm still friends with him. Good friends.
Now, why does Jim remember your friend's name?
Because Jim was obsessed with Larissa.
Really? I remember her, yeah.
Yeah.
So things went well that night?
So did you hook up with Keith and I hooked up with Larissa? I remember.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that's ticket worthy.
And somewhere there's white underwear in the woods.
Yeah, somewhere. Somewhere there's white underwear floating
there's
in the Atlantic Ocean.
Going, what the hell is this? Some kind of hammock.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I was Jammin' Jim at the time because I was
Jammin'
DJing.
Jim.
I was only doing comedy probably like 2 years, so I had that name. You had to have a DJ name.
Yeah.
If you were in a rock club.
Yeah, I had DJ Chaz.
Right, exactly.
You had to have something.
So my DJ business, doing rock clubs and weddings and stuff, that was my name. And then I had headshots for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why a DJ needed headshots. So I'm like, I might as well just use up these headshots.
Keith did too. Keith gave me one of his headshots. I remember
He did? As a souvenir.
Nice move.
Yeah. You leave that on the pillow when you leave.
I'll autograph it for you.
Did he autograph it for you?
Yeah, he did.
I got to tell Keith. I'm going to call him later and tell him.
Guess with what? I don't want to touch that.
was like a big one too. It wasn't even like a 3x5. It was like
an 8x10.
About, give me the picture.
Give me the picture, right?
Yeah.
Wow, 3x5. That's big.
Yeah, I mean, Keith gave her a signed headshot. I gave Larissa my used underwear. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any headshots, but he I
wrote,
gave
watch
you
this.
Did the Larissa thing go on for more than just that night or weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. At a couple of months, maybe. I don't know. A year. I'm not sure.
Would you write a book?
I don't know. You know. She lived up in Connecticut, right, or something?
Yeah, we're in Connecticut.
Okay. Is she around now?
Yeah.
Can she call? Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Kill me.
Jim, this is your
house. Stop. It's fine. Okay. Hold on. I feel like she should have front row, no?
She can. That's fine. Bring Larissa.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
All right, Karen, you get tickets. I don't know where they're going to be, but you get tickets, and thank you for that. That was great. Hold on.
That was awesome.
Right. Yep.
That's what we want to hear. Hey, white underwears!
Here's the problem with Karen's call. Karen's call is the kind of call you want to have come right at the end of the segment.
Yes.
Jim Florentine is in studio, and he's doing a special at Fairfield Theater Company, taping it.
That's
a
awesome.
Week from tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's a big deal to
it
have
is.
Him do that in Connecticut.
Huge.
And the Fairfield Theater Company is a great place.
He chose us. Oh, my God.
No, it's an amazing. I've done it before at a place.
Yeah.
I was just there last night
That's
checking
cool
it out. They got two different rooms. I'm doing a bigger room, but it's great.
Tickets are on sale. We're linked up. There's a few left. It's going fast. And we're giving tickets away if you could call in some random fact about Jim Florentine.
They've been good so far.
They've been great.
They've been amazing.
They've been great.
I'm trying to say which one I like the best.
Yeah. And don't let those facts keep you from looking him up.
Exactly.
On the internet.
Right.
It's
go
a great,
it.
Great tool.
Google your
Get
ass
yourself
off.
Free tickets.
Yes.
Fish nipples.
Hey, gang.
How are you?
Hey, Jim, my brother used to be a comedian and promoter and got to MC for Jim down in Florida. And then later, Jim was playing at the Funny Bone, and me and my wife got to meet him and got a crank anchor CV signed by him to my brother, Max Mosquito. That's his name.
Max Mosquito?
And had a great time that night.
Do you want this to sounds more like a fact about you.
Do you want to promote her? Do you want to promote her name of Mosquito?
No, no. It was getting to meet Jim and brother emceeing for him that made me proud of my brother. And, you know.
That was your brother's down in Florida, like Southwest Florida, like Fort Myers, somewhere around there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he went by the name Max Mosquito.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that name and he wanted to book me, I go, I need the money up front.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll do your gig, but
yeah, you're not going to suck me dry over here.
Yeah, I'm not showing
and
up.
And disappear.
Yeah, I have a feeling
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was his stage name. Max was his best friend. And
was he small?
And he's hung like a mosquito.
His friend's name is Nat.
Is that why he was called Mosquito?
Yeah, he basically called himself Max Mosquito.
You know, it's funny, but now that I think about it, you sound like a mosquito.
Yeah. And you make me itch.
Yeah, right. Jim's voice.
I can relate to his problem. That's why I didn't take my underwear off and not skinny dipping.
You don't want any mosquitoes.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Very random. Yeah. Max Mosquito.
I was reading about you that you had a relationship with Eminem. He loved. Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
special
wow.
Ed and Crank Anchors. Yeah,
Special Ed. Can you still do Special Ed now?
I'd like to. You know, Comedy Central. You know, they bought the show back last year.
Right.
I do another character under Bobby Fletcher, but they couldn't get Special Ed past the censors.
Oh wow!
Really?
Yeah.
They can't just call him something else.
They were trying. They were trying. We
Different
did. We recorded a bunch of calls.
Helmet
they were
head.
Still hoping. Yeah. Helmet head.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
But they just, you know.
Just that voice. Can't do it.
I don't know why. I mean, because, you know, they show repeats of the old show, the old Crank Anchors episodes from, you know, 2002 to 2006 on Comedy Central, like right before the new episodes and Special Ed's in them.
Right.
So I guess, you know, that's fine. I like, you know,
well,
the new episodes
back
air.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, but they're still showing it. So who knows?
And nobody knows the difference. They see one, they see the other. They
right.
Know.
No one's going to go, well, I'm not offended because it's 10:15. It's an old episode.
Right,
just
right,
don't
right.
show it at 10:30.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, Comedy Central tries to play it safe. So when they told me they weren't going to do it, I said, listen, there's going to be a big backlash over this. Like, I don't know. I think it'll be fine. We got, you know, the other characters are popular too. I go, I know, but I'm telling you, people are going to be pissed. And then 6 months later, when the show came out, and he wasn't on. They were like, every message we get on every social media thing, we're special ed, we're special ed. Yeah, they go, I can't believe it. I go, I told you.
There's no crank anchors without that.
I said, you know, look, they did 20 episodes. I said, don't put them in the first three episodes because that's where the reviewers usually review the show to get the first three. I go, put them in episode 8.
Right.
By the time 8 weeks in, no one's going to even care that the show's on the air. Whoever's going to watch it is going to watch it. No one's going to complain. Just don't put them in the early episodes. Bury them into the season.
That's a great point because the first couple, you know, the critics, they're not looking to write something nice.
No.
They're looking for what's wrong.
They're
with
called
it.
Critics.
Everything. <That's right. laughs>
They're called nice people.
They're not called encouragers.
Right, right. Enablers. You know, no.
Yeah. They're going to look for... That's a smart...
I think even back in 2002 when the show premiered, they didn't put special ed until the fourth episode. I remember them telling me like they reviewed the first three, so we're going to put him in the fourth. And once he came in that fourth one, that first call, people went crazy.
That was it.
You know, so they knew. So I said, but, you know, it's not up to me. I just like, all right. So I do the other character, Bobby Fletcher.
Yeah. Ashley, do you know who we're talking about? Special Ed? No?
No.
Can you find a...
That'd be your fingers in your mouth right now. I got mail. Kind of like what you're doing right now.
I got mail.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. I got mail. Yay.
You got mail. Yay. No?
No, I'm sorry.
All right.
Well, Ashley hasn't seen Jaws, Independence Day,
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Anything popular.
She's like me. Look, I didn't see Back to the Future until the lockdown. I never watched it.
Really?
Never. And I watch it with my son.
You seem like you still like Star Wars and things like
never
that.
Never saw one second of Star Wars.
See? See that?
Never saw Independence Day.
This is not working at all.
I saw Jaws.
What are you talking about?
I did see Jaws, though. I love Jaws.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's been out there being a big-time comedian.
No.
She's her.
No, I don't like all that popular stuff.
You eat marshmallow peeps for breakfast?
Really?
Yes, I do. On Easter.
Not 1 second of Star Wars. No Avenger. Yeah, Godfather. Yeah, the mob movies, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Got to watch them.
I saw the first Godfather under duress.
Yeah,
I saw it.
We made you do
about
it.
About 3 months ago.
Yeah, not long ago.
We forced you.
Yeah.
But I didn't see Back to the Future until the lockdown.
What did you think?
It was good.
Okay.
Wasn't phenomenal.
Yeah. It was
some of those movies
then.
Some of the movies don't hold up.
Yeah, of course.
Like even watching Caddyshack, which was great. But, you know, it's like it's good. It wasn't phenomenal. Like I thought, like, oh, my God, this is legendary.
Right.
You know, it was solid, but, it, you know, some of the stuff just doesn't hold up.
There are still phenomenal parts, but they're farther apart than you remember.
Yes.
It's funny because when it first came out, that's what everyone thought. Yeah, it's no Animal House.
Yeah.
Right. When Rodney comes in the scene, it just steals every scene when he comes in.
It picks up at that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just insulting everybody.
Standards because I got mail. I got mail. Yay. Yay.
So you
got
to tell. You say
that sometimes.
Everybody else
says
that.
Yeah.
Does everybody else hear that?
This is the man I got it from.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've heard that.
That's him.
Oh, my God. My first wife almost murdered me because I wouldn't stop saying it one day.
You think that's why the relationship didn't last?
I believe that's why I have a second wife now, Jeff. Yay. I got mail. I would do it all day. And then, you know, and then
I got mail.
I got mail.
He says it like 57 times in a row. Yep.
No, but then she would say, cut it out. Yay. But then I'd wait like 10 minutes. I'd be in another room. I got mail.
I got mail. I got mail.
Yeah.
I got mail.
When you hit the
mail. I got mail.
So we got it. Do you know what that is? I got mail. Do you know what that means?
I don't know. Did he get an email?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
No. No, you know, you never had an AOL account, right?
You never saw you got mail?
What year were you born?
89.
Okay, sure? So you don't...
I remember AOL Instant Messenger.
You would sign on to America Online, mm-hmm. and it would, when you clicked on your email, it would say, I got mail. You got mail.
You've got mail.
Right, you got mail.
Right.
So you've branded that so much, I think that AOL said, I got
mail. Is
stupid.
Right, and then, so Jim did... crank phone calls with various characters.
Mm-hmm.
One was this voice, Special Ed.
And I called some computer guy or something like that. Yeah. I just kept saying, I got mail. Yeah, that was just a thing. And I'm like, all right. And I just said, I'm just going to keep saying until the guy hangs up.
Yeah.
Like that was just.
He was so polite.
Yeah, he was so polite. I'm like, I got to get this guy.
Well, because the calls are being recorded. He can't hang up.
My favorite part of that is actually in the beginning. And you're like, can you look it up on Microsoft?
Yeah, he says something like, we don't use Microsoft because I got higher standards. I go, does that mean I got lower standards because I got mail? So stupid.
No, it's a classic, though. That's like a free bird of crank phone calls.
It is.
How many crank phone calls are there on the planet? Everyone's done them.
Yep.
There's a billion.
It's the that perfect is, two people on the phone with each other.
Yes, it's a top tier. It's top 1% of all crank phone calls ever made.
And you know, I came up with that character because I was messing with telemarketers. I'd wait for them to call, and I got to the point where they wouldn't hang up. So I'm like, all right, let me do this voice and see if they'll still try to ask me for $20,000 investment.
Oh man!
So that's how it started. I'm like, well, I got a lemonade stand, you know. I sold 75 cents, you know, just to get under their skin. Yeah, so that's how that character came about.
I was a telemarketer once. It's not fun.
Oh, you are? Yeah.
You did, really? You did one crank phone call where you were a homicide detective investigating a murder. Telemarketer call. Do you remember that one?
No.
Maybe it was someone else.
I remember. No, it might have
been
me.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
I've done a lot where the cops have come to the house and, you know.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a telemarketer calling you, and you pick up the phone, and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, the guy says, oh, it's Jim there or whatever, or whoever, and you're like, yeah, no, he's not here. I'm a homicide detective, and he's on the floor right now.
We're looking for
murdered, and so where were you last night? And it became very awkward. That's not you?
I don't think so. Yeah. No, because I've done other ones where I'm in the middle of a call, telemarketer's trying to sell me some kind of mortgage or whatever, and a robber comes in and shoots me.
See, that's cool.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and then the robber picks the phone up. He's like, what's the interest rates? He's like, who are you? He goes, I just shot him. What's the interest rates? I'm looking for a mortgage. And the woman starts giving him the interest rates.
Hey, it's a sale.
Jim Florentine is in studio. We're linked up to his show and tickets. They'll be playing at the FTC Fairfield Theater Company next Saturday, taping the special. So is that a whole deal with cell phones and stuff? Check your cell phones at the door? And
yeah, I don't know how they're going to work it, but yeah,
probably. You don't want your material out there before it's released.
No, probably. Yeah, probably just, I don't know if they'll take people's cell phones and put them in a bag like some.
But they'll probably just say, please don't.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Honor system.
Yeah, I think people will be fine with it.
Yeah. So we're going to keep you. I didn't know we can keep you.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing to do.
Okay. We can keep you. Yay.
Yeah.
We
got to give him back.
We got Jim.
We got Jim.
I like you, lady.
Yay.
That's the best one where he runs out of air. We got to play that damn call.
I did really run out of air. I said I got mail like 47 times in a row.
But then you went, yay. And this prolonged.
I got lightheaded.
Then the guy goes, you okay?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.